Hey everybody, and welcome back to another edition of the Gamma Ray Podcast. I got Tim and Justin with me.
What's going
How's it going?
And I'm Tim as well. And this week, y'all, we are talking about your evil twin, the doppelganger.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I liked looking into this topic, man.
Yeah.
It's hard to find like proper information on these guys, too.
Well, yeah, I love any creature that's also a Spider-Man villain. You know what I mean? Because now I can relate.
And there's the Marvel nerd.
And now I can relate to something that's happening. It's like, oh, like the Spider-Man. Yep.
I got it.
I fucking nailed it. All right. And like you said, though, I mean, like little is known about this creature, especially modern times. It's more of like an old world.
Yeah, definitely.
Kind of story, right?
Yeah, for sure.
But I mean, even still, I mean, you'll hear, you know, kind of like the creepypasta stuff about it, where, you know, there's just internet stories all over the fucking place, kind of like with Tall Man, kind of, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Slender Man, yeah.
Kind of thing, you know. And what is he called again? He's a tulpa. Right, where it's like a thought, like you like create him with your thoughts.
Oh, yeah,
like
that. Yeah.
Like if enough people think of like believe in something. Yeah, but then again, wouldn't real. Santa Claus be real? Because don't like a billion kids believe in Santa Claus?
Bro, dude, yeah. Easter Bunny.
Santa Claus is definitely a Western thing, but yeah.
Yeah.
Easter Bunny, Tooth Fairy.
Where there goes that theory right down the fucking shitter.
Yep.
Before I even got to believe in it.
Yeah.
Because I really wanted to. I mean, but it, like the doppelganger man has been in paranormal world for a long time, dude. Like a really super long time.
Yeah,
kind of like in a lot of the form, other things it, we cover. They just, you know, they change over time.
Yeah, this creature's gone by a few different names throughout the century.
Right,
yeah, it wasn't always known as a doppelganger, but
yeah,
this thing has been around for ages. Yeah. You know,
I mean, so like like what is a doppelganger, right? That's a lot of, I mean, maybe people don't know what it is because it's a pretty obscure word too. Like it's essentially it's like an exact, unrelated by blood, look-alike, exact double. I mean, an exact copy of another person, like a fucking photocopied version.
Yeah, even your like friends and everything will never.
Yeah,
tell the difference.
Yeah, they'll never be able to tell anything.
I mean, while you know the story of the doppelganger might be obscure. Like the reportings and these for like, you know, lack of a better word, these things. I mean, I don't really know what else to call them besides things.
Yeah. I
guess
mean,
it's not really nailed down.
No, nah, it's really not, man. I mean, they could be apparitions. They could be, I mean, it really ain't.
Yeah. These things could be anything in the paranormal world. You know, it doesn't need to, there's no like, yeah. You know, like with goblins,
right.
They're flesh and blood.
Yep.
You know,
it's easy to
one yeah. story will say it's a ghost, another one says it's like a demon, another yep. one says it's an actual creature. It's
right. I mean, other definitions of the doppelganger, like in mythology and stories and shit like that, portray them as a paranormal phenomenon, right? So there's no like hard this is what it is,
yeah,
kind of definition.
I get
right?
you,
but I guess if it was anything. You know, like a lot of the belief is that they're essentially like a ghost type creature. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I could see that though with it. But the ghost definitely applies more to it because it shows up at a random.
Right.
And it disappears too. It's not like you could follow this thing. You're like, oh, hey, Jack. And Jack just walks around the corner.
Yeah.
And you can just follow him. You know, he's like, he's gone.
I mean, it basically stands for what? Yeah. I mean, Doppler is double, and ganger is.
I thought Walker that was. I thought that was like a radar.
Or
doppelganger radar.
The most accurate doppelganger radar. I'm ganger sure is, you know, Walker or.
It's not like your Stower, local like so. NBC station. I mean, a lot of it though is associated with if you were to, say, like run into one, right, of yourself. If you were able to like not find yourself super attractive, it was an omen of bad luck. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
These things are yeah.
Because I feel like if I met my exact double, I'd be like, that's not bad.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Like, damn,
yeah, why don't you come back to the house real quick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not gay.
Let's go home and fuck with my wife.
Not, yeah. I'll it's not gay.
God.
If I'm...
Oh, God.
It's like I was going the opposite direction. Well, it's not gay if you're fucking yourself. You know what I mean?
So, well, it's kind of hard to be your own cuck, too, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's impossible. What if you want out of your marriage, you can send him in first and then bust the door in while she's cheating on you.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
Caught you, bitch.
What if you like busted in with like a camera and started taking pictures to show your lawyer and it's just you?
I know, man. He's like, dude, what are you?
Like, I'm fucking telling you.
Why are you showing me these?
You know what it is? It's a ghost.
Yeah. I'm just trying to.
It's my doppelganger,
know.
Bro.
I'm just bragging. I was really throwing it in this.
Yeah. I was putting the work in, son.
So there are some other bad aspects of this thing, too, right? So, like, if you were to run into it, it can harm the person that is kind of, you know, that it's mirroring. And it has like almost like an ability to put extremely bad thoughts and just like, you know, really bad ideas into your head. You know, stuff like what I imagine, you know, suicide, hurting loved ones, you know, just
so,
doing.
Yeah. So like psychic.
Yeah. Essentially. Yeah. 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 It's like inputting it into your head. And there are other accounts, though. And I think this is probably the more commonly known one, is that if you were to like run into a doppelganger, that was like a sign that you were going to die soon.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I saw too a lot.
Well, yeah, I mean,
it was a death omen.
Yeah, a lot of this is always, you know, especially with them old world, you know, folklore.
Yeah.
That it's, you know, somehow it's just always a bad omen. I mean, how could it be a bad omen to hang out with yourself?
Well, I guess if it's like,
because everything else in the back then was an omen, you know, deadly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, yeah, man.
You get a scratch. Well, it's been fun knowing y'all.
I kind of I kind of hang out with myself a lot now, and I kind of hate it. So it's like, I don't know. Yeah. Like,
so to hang out with somebody really else exactly like you. Yeah, yeah. I might tend to get on your nerves pretty
like,
quick.
Wow, man, you're fucking boring. Jesus Christ.
But he likes everything exactly the opposite of what you like, though.
Oh, God.
Makes him even more annoying.
Yeah. Like, oh, Jesus. So, essentially, too, you can, like, spot a doppelganger if you're looking for one. You know what I mean? So, if you're out on the hunt for one, God knows why. Because if people did shit like that, would just hunt things that, unfortunately, probably don't exist. They would.
Bigfoot. Sorry, I had something stuck in my throat there for a
second.
Yeah,
I think it was a dick. So, like, they don't have a shadow, which is fucking weird.
Yeah, that would be weird. Right. Especially if they're, like, substantial, they're, like, real. You think they would cast a shadow?
I mean, it's.
Or do they just suck in?
Kind of puts in the more credence to the ghost.
Yeah, almost like if you don't have a soul or something, then you don't have a shadow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like part of your being. And like a vampire too, they don't have a reflection.
Yeah, which see, that's actually pretty interesting. I did not see anything about that.
Yeah.
When I was doing mine, but doing any research on this.
Yeah, they don't have a reflection. So
it seems like you see a lot of overlaps, man, like with the reflection thing. You know, what else is that from the old school folklore? Vampires.
Yeah. I mean, it's an easy, like, slapping on. It's now a trait.
Yeah. It's kind of like the silver thing. A lot of creatures are weak to silver. And...
like we were talking about with the werewolf. You know, if you fucking tap it on the head a few times with an iron bar.
I still think you you hit me on the head three times with an iron bar. I'm at least going down.
It didn't even say that you had to hit him hard. It just said hit him, tap him on the head with it.
Ding, ding, ding.
Like you
just annoy it, essentially. Yeah. I'm just trying to get your attention, man. Damn.
It gets so annoyed, it turns back into a human.
Yeah, it's like, yo, what the fuck?
Now, see, I did see.
You didn't throw the ball.
With the reflection thing, though. I did see like one, I didn't see it a whole lot, where it was like the doppelganger would almost look like you would in the mirror to yourself.
So like
which is like a parallel version, I guess.
So maybe a southpaw.
Yeah.
That'd be like left-handed.
No, like their face Okay. Would look like, because you know when you look in the mirror, that's not how you look.
That's how you think you look.
Yeah, that's how you see yourself, but everyone else sees you differently.
Yeah.
Because you're seeing yourself reflected back at you. So
especially everything's women. They see me a lot different than I see myself.
But it's like the right side of your face will be on the left side of your face.
Right. I get it.
Yeah. Dimension. So it's, I didn't see that come up too much though. So I didn't really want to burn it up to, this is a thing. This is how to detect it.
What if somebody like came up on a doppelganger, was like, you know who you look like? You look like this guy. And he'd be like, couldn't tell you. I don't know what I look like.
Yeah, I ain't got a clue, man.
Yeah. I've never seen myself. So like a doppelganger too, man, is essentially like, it's so much like you. That like a close, like we said, like a close relative, a friend you've had your entire life. And like, even like, you know, your partner, you know what I mean? Like your significant other would not be able to tell the difference. Cause it like, not only does it copy the way you look, but it also copies your diction, your mannerisms, the way you walk, the way you talk, you know what I mean? The way you dress, everything. Like it's literally everything. So if they were to run up on you, they would not know that it wasn't you.
Basically, it's just an evil version of yourself.
Yeah.
Down to the T. So you
can't
tell.
Like, hey, man.
So like, all of a sudden, she's like, what? You know, the fuck you just become a dick for?
Yeah.
You used to be cool as fuck 10 hours, 2 hours ago. What the fuck?
I mean, my haircut.
Like, wouldn't you, like, you're like, hey, Tim, how's it going? You're like, no shadow today, huh?
Yeah, no. It's
like, you know what? I don't ever remember him having a shadow, so yeah. I couldn't tell you.
Yeah. I didn't pay for my premium, services, so they downgraded my shadow.
Yeah.
Well, dude, actually, another one, I just thought of this, was there's another story, and I've read this a long time ago. It was about a family, and the older brother kept seeing his baby sister. He's like 11, 12. I think she's like 3 or 4.
Okay.
But every time he saw her, it was always like what she looked like a week ago. So if a week ago she had long hair. Yeah. So if a week ago she had long hair, but then she got a haircut today, he would see her doppelganger later with long hair. So this thing was like lagged.
Yeah, I mean, I can get that, dude. I mean, because how much do you, besides something like that, like how much would you change in a week?
Yeah, exactly. Pretty much. Short of a haircut, not much.
So that's kind of interesting when I was reading about it, because they're not like up to date with you. So right. If you went and got, like I said, if you went and got your hair done or your nail, you went and got your nails done or something like that, this thing wouldn't have that. Like, it wouldn't have copied it over yet.
Oh, I see. That's so fucking weird. Not,
like, up to date on what you look like.
Yeah, that's extremely off-putting.
Well, I mean, it is
very off-putting.
Well, the only cool part is, let's say I get a new haircut. I see my doppelganger. It's like, well, you know what? I like my last week's haircut better.
If only it could be in the reverse.
Yeah. He's like, yo.
So you knew whether or not
what I'm going to look like.
Yeah.
But listen, man, like, if you think, like if this thing is like, your basic carbon copy, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it's hanging around, don't you think it would see your new haircut, see your new, or is it?
Well, see, the thing is, too, is that you very rarely these stories ever talk about you as the individual running into the creature.
It's usually somebody you know.
Always somebody else.
Somebody else. Okay, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that's so why, like, even if they saw you that day, they'd be like, oh, did you change your clothes? Did you,
Yeah, and maybe the last time they saw you was a week ago.
Yeah, or even it's like, oh, I thought, did you put contacts in? If you wear glasses, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wouldn't immediately pop out. Hey,
but I think that's off. Probably why, too, like the consequences of seeing one of yourself was like super bad.
Yeah, it's essentially, there was stories of it being like evil. Like if you ran into it, then you could tell everybody, hey, there's a dude that looks just like me, so it'll kill you off, essentially.
Right.
Which is why you might not hear a whole lot of stories about people surviving, actually meeting their doppelgangers.
I mean, basically, like meeting your your doppelganger would be basically like a harbinger.
Yeah,
it's something bad, something wicked. You're about to die,
or something terrible is about to happen to you.
Right. I mean, the other thing too, like, it just reminded me of another story where it was, I think it was on like Cops or like Stupidest Criminals or something. And this is a true story. Like, this cop pulled over this lady, dude, like hauling ass. And I think she had just like a shirt and like panties on. Like, that was it. And he gets her out of the car and she's like pleading with them to let her go because her double was coming to kill her.
Yeah. This wouldn't have happened to Ben in Florida. Just out of curiosity.
That's what I was about to say. You sure this ain't like meth induced?
Yeah. Was she just been in like New Mexico or something?
Was she just leaving like underneath a bridge from eating some dude's face?
I mean, it was crazy, man. Like, that's a real thing. I think you can find it.
That's the part too, is that if this is real, if these creatures, like, if 100%, you know, she'd be hauling ass.
Yeah, dude.
Because she knows what's coming.
Right. Be terrifying.
Right.
Especially if she was really, you know, if some person who looked exactly like you come at you, gun, knife, whatever.
I mean, I just hope that one day I can meet a woman who's that paranoid about spiritual beings coming to replace her. You know,
well, I'll say something nice at your funeral because she's going to believe that you're a doppelganger and stab you.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Yeah.
That all sounds good until you're strapped to the bed.
I didn't think about the long term.
What's that movie? Was it Misery?
Yeah,
where he cobbles. He gets cobbled.
Yeah, where she cobbles him.
Oh, yeah.
Well, now I know if I see you.
You got hobbles.
If you're not.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to say yes if she looks like Kathy Bates.
Yeah, it's like I might let Megan.
You're not gonna have a choice or something. Like,
yeah, good point. Yeah, I'm not gonna have a choice.
Now, well, so yeah, a lot of people think these things are spiritual creatures.
Yeah.
Right. And many believe that they're actually made out of flesh and blood.
Yeah.
But either way, it does have like a psychic aspect to it.
Okay.
That can invade your mind. Which, you know, we did kind of already hint on with these things.
Yeah.
So
imprinting thoughts and images and shit like that.
Yeah, it's not brain. I couldn't find anything like concrete on what exactly they do put in your brain.
Right.
But it comes up enough to where it needs to be brought up. Like, it's probably, like we said earlier, suicidal thoughts, murderous intentions.
Well, I guess the way I look at it,
there's many creatures out there that even try to lure you out.
Yeah.
To where there's no civilization,
right?
No people around, so it can kill you.
See, to me, like, this would be something like, what would be the point of them existing if it wasn't to replace you?
Exactly.
Almost like a clone.
Yeah.
Like an evil clone.
Like, that was his intent.
Yeah.
To that's why it's like, okay, walk off the fucking cliff. Or walking in traffic. You know what I mean? Like, that's a good idea. And then
the only problem with it is that even though it is an exact copy of you, people will eventually start to realize that it's not you.
Just by what? Mannerisms?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's like this.
Habits, you know, stuff, you know.
Yeah. It's not like, yeah, you know, all of a sudden you'll start to act differently. Mm. People just get a different vibe off you.
All of a sudden, you're not listening to Yanni anymore. You're listening to Slayer.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, that kind of shit happens to me if I stop taking my Prozac for like 2 weeks. I start, my vibe gets all messed up.
You know? Gets a little off.
Yeah.
But anyways, man, like, the actual word doppelganger comes from 18th century Germany.
No way.
Right? The Germans. Again.
Back.
It actually translates to double walker. As yeah, you know, it's pretty self-explanatory.
That's a cool name though.
It is.
Yeah. And you know, as we've already said, the exact copy of that person, which in the original human is still actually alive during this process. And you never really see, like, there's never any examples of them being dead.
Ah, okay.
And then you see them, you know, 20 miles down the road. Heck, you never see that. They're always alive. So yeah. It's almost like it has to, it can only exist.
If you exist.
Yeah, but.
Right. I guess what happens if you kill it first?
I don't think that you can.
Do you think it's anything like that movie, The One with Jet Li, where every time you kill your doppelganger, you become stronger?
Well,
I hope like a
multi-dimensional thing.
Well, that's a multiverse. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like that.
Yeah, it's like as long as you kill.
Yeah. There can only be one.
Yeah.
A mixture of this. Yes, I 100%. I'm down for it.
And I have to say, like, I'm actually proud of this group because we definitely seem like the kind of guys that would have made a Walker Texas Ranger joke on that one. Like, double Walker Texas Ranger.
I'll be honest, it didn't even come in my head.
Nah, me either.
Okay.
I'm glad I said it. Yeah. couldn't afford to let that opportunity go by.
It's a terrible joke. But it was eating me alive.
I had to say it. But dude, in German folklore, though, the doppelganger is a wraith or an apparition.
Okay.
And thus, making it a little bit different from a ghost, because it's like we've been saying, it's the wraith or an apparition of a living human,
right?
And that's like the defining factor in almost everything here,
right?
Is that they're always alive.
Well, a regular ghost is just like a person or an animal or whatever that used to be alive and now is
trapped.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And in 1787, a man named Francis Gross, I'm probably pronouncing his name phonetically wrong anyways,
mm-hmm.
He printed a book known as the Provincial.
Why not?
How do you say that word?
Provincial.
Whatever. Provincial. There you go. Glossary. And he used the term fetch instead of doppelganger. So the people who spoke English, especially the British, that's the word they used to associate with the double for the longest time.
Yeah, I'm going to say I've heard that word fetch, but I did not know that it was.
Yeah, see, I always thought a fetch.
I always thought it was like a fairy folk or, you know what I mean?
I thought it was like a talisman or a.
I thought it was like a bird. So you guys are you're a lot closer to me. I really did think it was a bird.
I think that's the finch.
You thinking of Farfetch'd?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Pokemon.
Thinking of Pokemon. But, we've only just started to, like, recently, use the German word for the actual paranormal concept of the doppelganger.
It sounds a hell of a lot cooler. Let's just be honest. It does sound cooler.
Yes, but fetch is so much easier.
The actual word doppelganger?
Yeah.
Yeah, fetch is easier to say, but it's like, oh, that's my fetch.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
No, doppelganger sounds more nefarious.
The doppelganger.
Yeah. You're getting hunted by a doppelganger. That's just terrifying image.
Yeah.
Just imagine a legit evil version of yourself.
Yeah.
Like all gothed out, wearing goth clothes, coming after you with a bunch of knives.
I mean, we've all gone through the goth phase. No, I can very easily see myself.
I think some of the Swedish are still going through it.
Yeah, they are. Have you looked at the black metal bands?
Anyways, man. Now, while the actual term was coined in the 1700s, there's been myths and legends of these creatures that persisted for over 1,000 years.
You know what? And I think too, I read in English that there was a doppelganger was that little piece of poop that hangs in your butt.
No, that's a doppelhanger.
Doppelhanger.
Dingleberry. Jesus. Honestly, though, man, like many cultures in history have had their own stories of this creature.
Right.
the concept of alter egos, spiritual doubles.
Yeah.
This goes back far.
Right. Yeah. I mean, a lot of these stories do, man. I mean, we just modernize them. But the stories have kind of always been there, especially with anything in the paranormal world. Only very rare is something considered like new. Like Ptolemy.
Yeah, I don't think there's an error.
What's that thing that crawls on its, it's all fucking weird looking? Oh my God, dude, it's crazy. They made a movie about it. There's another one too. Wow. That was made
The Black Eyed Children.
Like a new cryptid. You know what I mean? Like a new version.
Like the Black Eyed Children would be considered a new cryptid.
Right.
Or paranormal creature.
Right. Yeah, they're children considered a cryptid.
Well, a paranormal creature or whatever you want to call it.
Okay.
Yeah, they're fairly newer than like vampires and stuff. The Black Eyed Children haven't been around, or the stories of them.
Right.
Haven't been around all that long.
Well, there is one particular culture that had their own mythology surrounding the modern day doppelganger. And of course, almost every story goes back to antiquity. As far as, the ancient Egyptians did it before everybody else again.
The Egyptians have they just have like a monopoly. Especially the ancient ones.
Dude. Yeah, like on all the cool stories. Like, sorry, Ben.
Like, is there a psychopathic killer? Yeah, the Egyptians have.
Yeah.
Yep. Like Pennywise? Yeah, the Egyptians have Pennywise. Yeah. They call them something different, but.
On people that live forever, we call them mummies.
Yeah, they just got everything.
Yeah, they got a corner on all this. But basically, their doppelganger was known as the Aka. This was a tangible. See, here we go again with the tangible.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, spirit double. And even shared the same emotional feelings and memories as the person they are doubling.
Right.
Well, see, the weird,
like, you know, but
interesting.
Unless there's a psychic connection, how do they know?
It was the rake. I just remembered.
Is that what you've been doing on your phone this whole
time? The whole time. I've been trying to figure it out. And then I still couldn't find it. I just remembered it.
Well, dude, like I was saying, though, like the Egyptians, they believed that there were seven parts of the soul. And each one represented something. Yeah. Each one represented something different. Yeah, one was the shadow, that kind of stuff.
Isn't that like supposed to be like how many chakras we have too? The seven? Or is it nine?
I don't know. Seven.
I don't believe in that heavy shit. All right. So I wouldn't know.
Well, based off this poster I just pulled up that's being sold on Amazon for $15, there's seven.
There's seven shoppers?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's why I sounded familiar. But, this is the thing. There has to be a psychic connection.
I think so.
Because how else would they know how the other person, was feeling or their memories? Like, because if you're two separate entities coming up in different places, you're not going to have the same memories or the same feelings. You're not going to look at the world the same way.
Right.
Now, so there's got to be a second connection.
Yeah. Well, they were sleeping. They went in their OS and copy pasted it over to the new. Yeah.
Clone their hard drive, if you will.
Yeah, exactly.
Or is it that this psychic energy or whatever existed?
Yeah.
But this is a way it found its, it found a way to manifest itself.
Right. I mean, I think there's something to say there too about like consciousness as a whole, that it's one singular thing. So if you have like the ability to pull that information out of that fucking ether, then sure.
Yeah, kind of like a poltergeist would be.
Yeah.
The poltergeist was never, it was created by the person.
You're right.
Strong emotions. That kind of like latent, all that kind of stuff is projected out of the body.
Right.
Like some kind of extreme emotional instability somehow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Something tragic. Something.
Tim, are you sure you don't have a couple doppelgangers running around?
Curious. Maybe.
But
I mean, fuck you.
Hey, man, I guess, you know, for all of our bad lives decisions, you know, my doppelganger must be doing really fucking well right now, living in Malibu in a fucking $10 million mansion.
Yeah, I think mine's on a successful podcast.
Mine's living in a cardboard box under a bridge somewhere. So y'all are doing better than me.
Loving it.
He's on a successful podcast with two people that he actually likes.
Yeah.
But not to be outdone, who else but the Vikings had their own version as well.
Hey.
The fucking Vikings, man. What ain't they done, bro?
Been cool. Just a bunch of copycats at this point, man. Yeah.
Basically copycatting the Egyptians.
Yeah. Bunch of posers, man. Yeah. I swear to God.
They're like, we'll conquer the fucking planet, but, you know. And we're going to steal your ghost stories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But their version is the Vardagr. I'm pretty sure I said that right. Vardagr was also a ghost-like spirit double who would be performing the actions of the double before the person would conceive of that performing that action.
So I think that right there goes back again to
psychic
power.
Now, this is where, you know, what you touched on earlier was that you wish you could see instead of the ones that were seen in the past.
Right. Yeah.
Now you got a version that
they kind of reversed it.
Yeah, that basically says, you know, this thing's doing stuff.
They reverse it to make it original.
Yeah, so kind of like you're headed to this one town.
Taking you fucking flip it around.
Yeah.
And your double would show up to that town like the day before kind of thing.
But is it really like a backward deja vu?
Yeah.
Because, I mean.
Well, deja vu is something that you think you've done before and now you are currently performing. I guess in this case, it would be technically kind of something that you already did. And then
I think
you'll
be
doing,
more,
so, yeah, a little bit
more like deja vu for the other people. The other people like of the town or whatever you were just doing.
Yeah, because perhaps you wouldn't even notice that.
Yeah. Yeah, like they were like, wait a minute, man, I just saw you doing this task or whatever, you know.
Oh, God. He's like, nah, bro. He's like, nah, bro, I just showed up. What are you talking about?
Well, like, the thing is, too, like, if you walk into it, so think about the time period. It's probably what? The 1600s, 1700s, somewhere like that?
Vikings, man, you're talking 800s.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, so they hate witches.
Yeah.
So you're going to walk into a town and then you're going to show up again the next day acting like you have no idea what's happening and you've never seen before in your lives. Or you were killed or something, then you walk in through the next day. Guess what happened?
Yeah, you're getting burned.
That's
you're getting
terrible.
Burned at the stake, man. You're sitting there like, dude, what the fuck?
Like, bro, I've never even been here before.
Yeah, it's like, I just got here.
Yeah,
but y'all just saw me literally get off the boat.
Yeah, I left my house and kids and wife 8 years ago to get here.
Yeah, I know, right, dude. I just sailed 7 months on the ocean. I had to walk 3,000 miles. But it's like an almost modern day way of thinking about such phenomenon. The Norse also thought the doppelganger was a sort of a bilocation event in where a person exists in two places at the same time,
which is supposed to be impossible.
Yeah, I mean, now does this tap into the whole now it's interdimensional?
It's the only thing that can really explain
it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, to exist in two places at the same time,
I mean, I think that's the assumption that it's the same person and not a copy of yourself. Somehow the same version of you is in two places simultaneously. But
I mean,
think about that, mind blowing.
Multiverse theory, where it's like every decision we make creates a new universe where we made the opposite decision.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, that leads to a whole mind-boggling thing I'd rather not get into.
All right, so now, not to be outdone by the Vikings, closer to home, the Native Americans believed in an almost unanimous belief to that of other cultures around the world, that a doppelganger was your evil double, which kind of seems to be the going motif with these things.
Yeah, and I'm sure they had some other indecipherable word for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Native Americans are, they're like the Egyptians. They did have like a creature for everything.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was either good or bad, but they, yeah, they had.
Well, if you think about it, like a lot of those cultures, like the Romans, the Greeks, the Egyptians, you know what I mean? Not really so much like Northern Europe, I don't think. You know what I mean? Except for maybe the Vikings at the time. But like they all had a god for everything. And then if it wasn't a god, then it was some sort of creature that was doing it. You know what I mean? Yes. For like the sub-level stuff. Yeah, the Native Americans are like that too, I think, where they had a god essentially for everything. And if it wasn't a god that was doing it, then it was a supernatural being, some kind of
supernatural phenomenon.
Right. Either evil or benevolent.
Yeah, depending, I guess, mm-hmm. you know, depending on the story.
Right.
But this evil double, man, the only difference being is that it was brought forth from the underworld. In their belief, there are two worlds, the upper and under. Kind of like the Norse with Midgard and Ungard, I think is what it's called. Like their version of hell.
Oh, I thought it was like Helheim.
No, I think that's another.
I don't know. That was in God of War. Yeah. I think it was Hell. I thought it was
Helheim. Yeah, I think Helheim's one of the nine.
Oh, it's one of the realms.
Realms.
One of the nine realms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a really good place to just like really like just shit on your kid. You know what I mean? Just say horrible things about him. Tell him how weak he is.
Well, I'm sure back in the day too, think about it. I'll send your ass to Helheim. No, daddy, no. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to go to Helheim. Like,
stop being a pussy.
Yeah, don't be a pussy. You're a Viking, boy. You're a Viking. But it was between the upper world and the underworld, man.
All right.
And, you know, much like a lot of religions, the good people lived in the upper world and the bad people lived in the underworld.
Of course.
Kind of like an allegory for today. You know, yeah.
Heaven,
upper
hell.
Class, lower class.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
The one percenters lived in the upper world and the rest of us lived in the underworld. The
rest of us live in the underworld.
So and I'm trying to get in that 1%.
Yeah, me too. I mean,
prior to being underground. Nice.
Yeah. But underground's rebellious and cool, right? So, I mean, ain't that what they tell us?
That's what they want you to think.
Yeah. So,
that's to keep us down.
Yeah, that way, yeah. Just your miserable existence is
awesome, cool,
bro. Yeah.
I mean, like, I have millions of dollars, but I really wish I could live like you do.
Yeah.
Let me check the paycheck.
Yeah.
I know it was like before. Yeah.
Sometimes not even that.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to be two Friday paychecks from Saturday. Being homeless.
Yeah. Day 8 of 14. I'm fucked. Yeah.
Got my last pack of crackers.
Yeah. Crackers. What do you see? I'm hitting my retirement. What do you suggest? Tender vittles.
Yeah. Every day I go to work saying, I hope they order us lunch today.
If not, I won't eat till I get home.
Yeah. Crackers and cat food, man. But, you know, of course, you know, the good people live in the upper world, bad people living in the underworld.
Mm-hmm.
In the Hopi legends, the existence of these types of spiritual twins, basically they refer to them as the child of the sun and the child of the water.
Mm.
And also in Hopi tales, whatever was happening in the underworld would also be happening. The exact opposite would be happening in the underworld, thus the existence of an evil twin. So, you know, maybe that's where the whole evil doppelganger thing,
right?
You know, like your twin.
Yeah, he's got to be
back. Like the modern day version of a you know, people think, oh, my doppelganger is my evil twin.
Yeah. So you know what I just thought of?
That's where that came from.
What I just thought of is that this story, if you really think about it, makes soap operas fucking awesome, because there's always an evil twin doing some shit.
Yeah, there right. always so is.
In reality, yeah. General Hospital is like a show about
it's a supernatural.
Yeah. And that has doppelgangers in it and fucking psychic vampires. That show's dope.
Days of Our Lives.
Yeah.
From all this time.
That's about vampires.
All these time, all these housewives didn't know it.
You're like, yeah. It's fucking awesome.
But why does your twin, why does it always got to be evil, man? Like, why can't it just be like a little bit of a dick?
But I mean, it's cool. Like, it reminds me of like Bizarro Superman.
Yeah.
to put it in context that I can understand. It's like Bizarro Superman. He's the complete opposite of Superman.
Yeah, kind of like, I mean, part of it too, I ain't gonna lie, I'd be lying if I said like the whole Bizarro world didn't pop into my head for some of this.
Yeah, that's what it feels like.
Part of it too is like the human ego.
Yeah.
You can't be, I'm not the evil one.
It can't be me.
I'm not the piece of shit. It has to be somebody.
Yeah.
I mean, so like, you know, is it really like the fear of self? You know what I mean? So like,
yeah.
When you see yourself in the mirror,
I get anxiety.
That's what I'm saying. Is like, is a doppelganger, you know, basically coming out from the fear of, you know, do you think you're a good person, which might not be
right. That's, you know, it's like, okay.
I mean, you know, that kind of like, and it also made me think of like when I heard the fear of self thing, it kind of reminded me of like Jekyll and Hyde.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like the good side, the bad side.
Good side and the bad side of yourself.
Right. Well, I mean, it's almost like Jekyll would never kill people,
but Hyde would.
It's almost like in a way, too, that like all the things that you deny that you are like formulating into a being, essentially, that looks like you.
Yeah, everything.
Yeah.
Acts like you. I mean, that's just a bigger piece of shit version of you.
Stuff you can't, the things about you, you can't accept.
Right.
Yeah, that you can't accept about yourself. Yeah.
I wouldn't. Yep. I'd never think of killing somebody. I'd never think of robbing this person.
Right.
You know.
But to be brutally honest, everybody, man.
Yeah.
That's thought of just smoking somebody at some point, bro.
So there's like a there's like a Ricky Spanish version of myself walking around.
That's fucking hilarious.
He'll fucking get you. He'll get you.
Hey. Just like I see, there's a Raider Dave version of myself.
Yeah, there you go.
Just like a true blue through and through piece of shit.
Yep.
Maybe that's what all this comes from, man. You know, like, that's what I'm saying. Maybe it's just like, when people take self-stock or just look in the mirror, you know what I mean? And maybe they don't like what they see staring back.
Yeah.
I absolutely love what I see staring back from the mirror.
Yeah.
Gorgeous man. Great husband. Fantastic father.
Yeah. A perfectly, like, evenly 360-degree shaped head.
This massive head here, the whole brain.
It's like somebody drew his head with a fucking compass.
You ever see the caricature artists?
Oh my god!
Someone took a regular person's head.
That's you come to life.
Like he goes up to like one of those guys at the carnival, and it's just like a portrait. Like, wow, man!
Damn, that's pretty good.
Wow. Hey, you look great.
Where'd you get
What happens is I go there and they make my head normal size.
Yeah.
Shrink my proportions down.
Yeah.
A bit.
It's like, yo.
Like, man, imagine if you actually look like that.
Wow.
Like, dude, where'd you get that done? On the boulevard?
So what are some stories, man? Give me some. I know there's got to be some more stories out there. I want to hear some more stories.
Oh, yeah. There's been a couple like actually interesting like documented stories of doppelgangers
really
throughout history.
Okay, see now we're talking.
Probably like the most unlikely person you have ever thought would actually run into one of these guys was actually President Abraham Lincoln.
Wow,
I'd never heard he came across anything paranormal until I started doing research on this.
Not me either. I mean, other than he hunted vampires.
Yeah, yeah, but like everybody did that.
Yeah, I mean, everybody did that back then.
That wasn't like they hunted winches.
Yeah.
Anyways, man, during one of his first nights as president, Lincoln, he was looking in the mirror and noticed that his reflection wasn't quite his own, but it was actually that of his doppelganger, which is contradictory to some of the things we've been saying here today where they don't have a reflection.
Right. So, yeah, it's a little.
Good point.
So, I mean, but there you go again, where it's like, who's right?
Exactly. Well, the problem is, right. Is that we
it's just it's
nobody
it's
has a concrete set of rules bingo. For supernatural creatures.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, they're more like guidelines, I guess.
Yeah, but he was actually stated quoting that he said, "Looking in the glass, I saw myself reflected nearly at full length, but my face, I noticed, had two separate and distinct images. The tip of the nose." Of one being about 3 inches from the tip of the other. I was a little bothered, but the illusion vanished on lying down again. I saw it a second time, plainer if possible than before, and then I noticed that one of the faces was a little paler, say 5 shades than the other.
I really wish
5 shades lighter than is
paler
skin tone.
Yeah. I really wish you would have read that like Abraham Lincoln, like Bill and Ted.
But I don't think I can do an Abraham Lincoln impression. But actually, dude, with this, his wife actually saw this as a bad omen.
Yeah,
she saw she wasn't off. Not going to make it through his second term. Which
that's right. Yes, that's right. Yep. That's yeah.
And he saw this. Yeah, obviously before he went to the theater. But she definitely knew that it wasn't a good sign.
Right.
Now you would think that, you know, with the history of these things, she would try to talk him out of a second term.
He didn't make it through the first one.
Oh, that's right. He didn't.
Or did he?
Yeah. Like,
I don't know. I don't think he did.
I don't know either. I don't think he did.
First term.
I'm just going to move on. How about that? Because I feel ashamed not knowing.
I feel kind of like on American.
This is our American
for not knowing that.
Yeah. We're doing a bunch of pinko comedies. I mean,
if you were to ask me that about like Taft, you know what I mean? Like, okay, nobody cares. But Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, like
he's pretty
one of the most important
man.
People yeah. of our country. Yeah, we should know a little bit more about him.
Yeah.
But there's actually another story where there was a knocking that came at the door of a seemingly nice family.
Right, like your right
nice,
of the mill
family. Yeah.
Right of the mill family. Okay.
And once the door, you know, someone was knocking on the door, the son went to go answer it. And when he looked through the peephole, he saw that it was his father. So he goes to open the door, but his mother yells from somewhere else in the house saying, "Don't open the door, you don't know who it is." But she didn't know that he had looked through the peephole and that he saw his father. Indoor.
Oh, so right.
She came.
Okay.
She came out, and when she looked through the hole, instantly terrified, because she actually did see her husband, but she knew her husband was upstairs sleeping.
Oi.
So she told her son.
That would freak you out, man.
Yeah. Holy fuck.
She told
man.
Her son to go into the farthest room in the house.
Yeah. Keep him safe.
Shut and lock the door.
Get the fuck away from there.
Ran upstairs, woke dad up. Said there's something happening, you know, somebody's outside the door. It can't possibly be what I think it is. So the father runs downstairs. He checks, you know, he's saying, "Who is it? Who is it?" Of course, he's not getting any response. All he's hearing, all the hearing is knocking.
It's not, yeah.
Oh, so the thing was steady knocking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it just kept knocking on the door and it would never answer him.
Right.
So, yeah, he goes and grabs a bat and flings the door open and there's nobody standing there. Like now, just seconds ago, it was knocking. It wouldn't, nothing, no human would have been able
to get out of there.
Get out of there, yeah, without him at least seeing it.
See,
now let me ask this. What did he see? What did he see? Did he look through the people and see his wife or his kid, or did he see himself?
Oh, that's a good question.
No, he never saw anything. He never looked through the people. He was, hey.
I mean, does it switch
who
up?
Who is it? Who's not?
You know well, I think like the family like freaked out. And he just was like, "All right, I'm going into like dad mode."
Yeah,
and went out. It's like, "All right, I'm going to fuck something up with this bat."
But, yeah, see, like she came and got him because something, you know.
Yeah, they were clearly.
Yeah, she told him, "I'm
out.
Seeing you outside the door."
Yeah,
but I know you're lying in bed sleeping.
So he's yelling, "Who is it? Who is it?"
It would have been even way more creepy if he looked out and saw like a different member of the family.
True.
Yeah, that's
that would have been insane. Yeah,
because like each family member sees somebody different.
Yeah.
Or, oh God. Or can it switch up forms that fast?
I don't know about that, but I've never heard of I've never seen a story where it like
morphed or something.
It would walk by the door and it was your dad, and then your dad would see it and it would be your mom.
Right.
It would always be one person.
Well, I guess, I mean, really, if it was a psychic thing, then maybe it could do that. You know what I mean? True. Kind of like we were talking about before. If it was a psychic entity, it could like project that shit into your head.
Attach itself to one person in particular.
Yeah, it might. Yeah, that's true. But I think too, like if he swung the door open and he had, you know, and there was nobody there when a few seconds before, you know, somebody was pounding on the damn door, that leads more to like the spiritual,
being
like
apparition, yeah,
or
yeah,
of some sort. You know what I mean? Where it was just like, ah, you know, it disappeared.
one that's not like attached to a place or a thing.
Not one that actually has to have, that's got legs and feet and has to fucking run.
Yeah. Yeah, where it's not substantial, like a physical being.
Like Ding Dong ditching, like in some, you know what I mean? Like, or he's like hiding in a bush. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but they didn't say, yeah, exactly. There was a bush. He dove into it.
Yeah. Just giggling.
So, yeah, so there's a bunch of doppelgangers running around just doorbell ditching.
He's got his butt in the air. He's wiggling his feet.
What's this?
Well, dude, actually, while I was doing some research on this, people actually believe that there is an exact copy of them out there who's not evil.
Yes. I've seen this, man.
And I can't remember the name of the website. It was like Find My Other.
I think if I'm not mistaken, bro, I think there's literally Find My Doppelganger website, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, no, that's what.
And I will.
But it's there's
just
one
upload a picture.
Like find my double, find my copy, something like, I can't remember the name of it, where people go on there and they're trying to find someone who looks exactly like them.
No, see, I've seen it.
Statistically speaking, it's like one in a trillion chance that somebody is born with your exact same facial features.
I don't know, man.
Body type and your hair color.
There's some of the people that have found each other. And I'm telling you, man, this one girl, she found three exact, almost identical versions of herself. And she met all three of them.
Well, that's just because her father was sleeping around a lot. Yeah. And he has a strong family resemblance.
This is the thing. They did a DNA test. And apparently, I didn't know this, a DNA test will go back almost 20,000 years. As far as like,
I mean, they could tell if you have like Genghis Khan's DNA,
and
which like 90% of the world have.
These four girls, bro, up to 20,000 years ago, they are not in any way, shape, or form blood related. But I'm telling you, man, they look like fucking quadruplets.
That's fucking awesome. You know what? I've just decided I don't believe in science anymore. All right. That's what I
do. Everybody says that, you know. I mean, how many times have you heard that in your lifetime? Everybody's got a double somewhere.
Yeah, but think about it. Like, how many combinations of genes are there? I mean, there's got to be somebody's going to come out looking a lot fucking like you.
Well, you know.
Yeah, well, that's what it is that there's people who look like you, but the odds of someone looking exactly like you.
Yeah. Okay.
Your same kind, your eyes are set in the same spot. Your eyebrows are the same. Your nose is the same. Your ears is, it's like, statistically damn near impossible for it to happen.
Well, yeah, it's like I've seen a special, man, where they did a thing with seven, what do they call them? Twin strangers, I guess.
Yeah,
I think it was is what they were calling them, and they had seven different people with their doppelgangers, basically, and
it was on Maury.
Dude, this one.
Maury.
Jerry. And, but nah, dude, like this one set, I mean, it was like the eyes were like 90%. The mouth was like 89%. And these percentages are like, you know, are basically the same percent, the same percentile as identical twins.
And oh, like, okay. So you're saying that they were like an 89% match, not that they only had 89% of their lips.
Yeah, like their entire
fucking Christ. And it,
yeah, like their entire facial features.
I mean, yeah, bro, there is one. They got lips up to
two
here.
Guys, pick this. The one guy moved to this town just that this dude lived in for 50 years, bro. And this one dude, this other guy moves there, and everybody kept calling him. He's like, he was kept telling his wife, he's like, these people here are so friendly. Everybody keeps waving at me. And every, like, but all of a sudden people started calling him John or some shit like that.
Hmm.
And then the dude ended up living like right around the fucking corner from him.
Ooh.
And they were two of the guys that were in that study.
Wow.
But this is the weird part. And these guys are not blood related in any way. Both of them got married like a week or two after meeting their wives. Both have been married for 50 years. And both their sons play the, what is it, the didgeridoo. Wow. That's kind of obscure.
The didgeridoo, the most hippie.
Yeah, that's of, kind of an obscure yes. instrument for both their sons to play.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's an odd, you know what I mean? It's just, I mean, yeah, it's purely coincidental. I mean, I would think.
Yeah, the didgeridoo is without a doubt, like, the number one instrument that says, like, I don't have any money. Or job, or nor
I spend
do
it I all want. On these tie dye shirts, man. I can't.
Or nor do I want any of those things ever.
Yeah, yeah. I don't see there being a big market for the doing bands.
So I think I figured out the other story though, like the one with the father. You know, I think it's kind of like we were talking about before, where he met him and he was like, "Hey, come on over."
I want to freak my family out.
He forgot to tell his wife about it, and he was doing the "Who's there?" to give the guy enough time to get the fuck out of there.
Yeah, he's like, "Oh shit, I forgot."
That was her signal.
I fell asleep.
He goes, "If I say who's there,
you got 10 seconds to run."
That's the code word for get the fuck out of Dodge. You know.
Yeah. And then by the time I open the door,
you're gone.
And then the family sees me as you know as the savior.
Well, dude, think about it this way though.
Case closed.
Yeah.
Like. I just, yeah, I went to the barbershop the other day, sitting there, get a haircut. And this dude goes, "Man, who's your dad? You look real familiar. You from around?" I was like, "Dude, I'm from nowhere around here." So I moved here, but I don't have any family in this town. He's a real dude. He's like, "Dude, I swear to God, you look exactly like a dude I know." Wow. Like, how often does that actually happen? I get it a couple times a year.
Really?
Dude, back in the day, somebody offered me a ride because they thought I was someone completely different.
I get Brad Pitt a lot.
I can see that.
You look just like him. I'm like,
well. Yeah, I can see that.
I was thinking more Wade Wilson, but okay. after the
mutation. Better than
after
Owen
the
Wilson.
Accident.
Better than Owen Wilson.
Yeah, I guess it is better than Owen Wilson.
Or Mr. Wilson.
Mr. Wilson.
Or but Wilson. I mean, or the fucking volleyball. Wilson. That's more you, I think, Justin. Same shaped head.
People.
Yeah, I mean,
just random ass people yelling, "Wilson!
Wilson!" But, dude, like, I get. That people confuse me with other people all the time.
I've had that happen before where guys are like, "Man, you look just like this one dude I know, man." I'm like, "It's cool, it's not me."
Yeah. They'd swear up and down it was whatever. There's one person, man, they came up to me out of the blue one day and said, "You know, you look..." It's like, "You know who you look like?" I'm like, "Who?" "Like, you look like Seth Rogen."
Thanks for nothing.
I was like, I don't know if I should take that as a compliment
yeah.
or like, punch you in the that? Fucking face.
You know what I mean? Like, oh my God. That's like somebody coming up and they're like, "You know who you look like? Woody Allen."
Yeah.
That's exactly who you look like. Yeah. Like, oh God. You look like Steve Buscemi.
I was just going to say, "Yo, you look like Steve Buscemi."
You motherfucker.
Thanks for nothing,
man, you know
buddy.
Who you remind me of to a T? Danny DeVito.
Oh God. You have a striking like, resemblance to Willem Dafoe.
Yeah.
You son of a bitch.
It's like, dude, I'm gonna be real with you. I don't know how to take that.
Yeah. I don't know if it's a compliment or we should be fighting right now.
Yeah, like did you mean like as that as a good thing or
he like, met his character from Sausage Party. That's what he meant.
Yeah, I will say this, man. Where I used to work, there was a buddy of mine, Steve, that, you know, he worked there for a while. We became really good friends, but then he quit and went somewhere else. And then one day I walk on a job, my buddy J Dub, he's like, yo, you got to see this kid, man. He's like, dude, this dude looks 100% exactly like your boy, Steve. I'm like, ain't no way, man. Dude, I am not lying when I say when I turn the corner, that dude stopped me in my tracks. Because that's how much. I mean, bro, he had the same beard, same haircut. I mean,
what happened was is that the original like that guy, dude. The original guy went to go work for the opposite of whatever the company you were working for in.
Yeah, he got to stay inside an air-conditioned building.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to work for a Fortune 500 company.
And then the other guy was already working at that place, and so now he had to quit and go to the opposite of that.
and then come work where I was.
It's a huge pain in the ass.
I mean, so like, I like, you
just
know,
to keep
so
it
I
up
kinda,
a little bit here.
I kind of get the whole everybody's got a, you know, twin out there, man.
You know how hard it is to move your 401k when you're a doppelganger?
Fucking impossible.
Oh, look at that.
It's like, my social look security like number is the same. My
yeah, but you don't know none of the passwords. You don't know.
I don't know the security questions. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
All right. Well, everybody, I think that's doppelgangers, yeah?
Yes. Yes,
they're
it is.
A pretty cool thing, man. Like, don't
they are.
Fucking hang out with one from the sounds of it. Doesn't seem like it's going to
go
well.
You're going to die some horrible manner, I imagine.
There's always some bad omen.
Unless you can kill it first, then do that.
Yeah.
True.
But then you're up on
a I saw nothing that was like, here's how to ward off a doppelganger. Here's how to fight one or kill one. It's like, essentially it was like, oh, if you see it, yeah, you might as well.
It's only
your
weakness is capoeira.
Get your will together. Capoeira.
Oh, fuck. Oh.
Well, when you see one, it's like, you know, well, you better sort your life out, mate, because.
Yep. Get your will in order.
Yep. Get your will in order because. Things ain't looking too good for you, buddy.
Yeah, the only one that would survive would be Eddie Gordo from Tekken. Like, he'd be the only guy to survive. All right, everybody. Well, thanks again for joining us. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Facebook at Gamma Ray Podcast. Follow us on YouTube at Gamma Ray Podcast. Every video is up to date, so go and check them out. Obviously not this one, because I'm still recording it currently. So now I'm knocking on the fourth wall there. So join us next week. And as always, thanks again.
Thank you.
Thank you. See y'all later.
Have a good one.